This is Eloise, participant 6048. Before we start, do you mind hitting a buzzer for me? Any buzzer you'd like? Perfect. All right, this is going to be really easy for you because I can tell you're smart. So, I want you to tell me the letter and what you see in the picture, and then, if possible, something else that starts with the same letter.
A, apple, apricot.
Yeah, good job.
B, boy, banana. C, cookies, cake. D, duck, duckling. E, elephant, egg. F, fish, flush. G, guitar, gas.
You said you like music. Have you ever played the guitar?
No. H, house, horse.
That's what I was thinking.
I, ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Bubblegum.
Hmm?
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum? Oh, that sounds so good.
J, juice, jelly beans. K, key, kite. L, leaf, leap. M, monkey, monster. N, nose, nostril. O, orange juice. P, plate, pen. Q, quack.
These can be a little hard.
Queen.
That's a good one.
R, red, rabbit. S, spider, subject. T, table, termite.
That's a good word.
U, umbrella, umpire. V, vacuum, violin. W, watch, whistle. X, x-ray.
This is a little tricky. There is an instrument that starts with an X.
Xylophone.
Yeah, there you go.
Y, yogurt.
What's a color that starts with a Y?
Yellow.
There we go.
Z, zebra. Zop.
Zop?
Yeah.
Perfect. You did so good. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. Do you like numbers?
Yes.
All right. Well, up next we have numbers.
One.
I just want you to tell me what the number is and what you think might come next.
One. Three.
You think three comes next?
Two. Three.
There we go.
Four. Five. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
What happened?
It skipped.
It skipped. What are we at now?
20.
How many did it skip?
4.
5. So if we skipped 5 from 15 to 20, what do you think might come next?
21.
What do you think?
25.
There we go. What about now?
27. 30.
How'd you know? What about now?
40.
Mm-hmm.
50?
Yeah.
60? 70 maybe? 80? 90? 100? Nice. 102?
What number is this?
2,000?
200.
200,
mm-hmm.
500,
and
1,000.
Good job. You did great. Do you know how to add?
Yes.
Okay. Can you read this out loud for me, and then you can try it if you'd like?
9 plus 7 equals...
You want to try it?
This is hard.
You don't have to.
No, this is hard. This is way too hard.
What if, and you can just read this for me.
20. 19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job.
Okay, I don't know these.
I'll tell you what this is. What number is this?
6.
This is called multiplication, so we say times.
6 times 3 equals...
I'll tell you the answer. It's 18.
That's hard.
I know.
I don't know this either.
I'll tell you this one too.
21.
This is division, so we say divided by.
Divided by 3 equals.
And it's 7. One day you're gonna learn this. Isn't that crazy?
Maybe when I'm in high school or college.
Yeah, I think by high school at least you'll hopefully know your multiplication.
Say next year.
Next year. You're going to learn them next year? Wow.
Maybe.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to be in first grade.
Yeah, I think either second or third grade, you'll start learning your multiplication. All right, you did great. Go ahead and hit another buzzer then. All right. This one's a little silly. So I'm going to have a bunch of pictures, but some of the pictures have really silly words and names. So what is this?
Rock.
This is one rock. So if we have one rock, what do we have now?
Two rocks.
Yep. This is called a yag. So one yag.
Two yags.
This is a kel.
One kel. Two kel. One playground.
We're going to call it a slide.
One slide. Two slides.
This is a pite.
One pite, two pite.
Let's call this a bag.
One bag, two bags.
This is a yak.
One yak, two yaks.
This is called a smide.
One smide, two smides. One bell,
mm-hmm.
Two bells, one lamp.
We're going to call this a light.
One light, two lights, one...
Let's call it a cup.
One cup, two cups.
This is called a brib.
One brib, two bribs.
This is called a mip.
One mip, two mips.
This is a foo. Can you say foo?
Foo. One foo, two foos.
Let's call this a snack.
One snack, two snacks. One bed.
Call it a crib.
One crim, two crims, one.
This is called a dub.
One dub, two dubs, one shoe, two shoes.
This is called a skack.
Stack?
Skack.
One skack, two skacks, one boat.
That's called the ship.
One ship, two ships.
And we're back to the beginning. You did so good. Some of those words are really silly, aren't they? Yeah. But you did great. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. Yeah. All right. So, there's a crazy picture. I just want you to tell me what you see and maybe tell me what's going on and how they got there.
They got there on a boat. Mm-hmm. And there's two fishes in the water. And there's lily pads. And there's a lion and a little boy. And there's plants. And there's water. And there's a boat. And there's a bug.
What do you think is going on?
They're in the middle of the sea.
The lion and the kid?
Yeah.
Would you ever be in the middle of the sea with a lion on your boat?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it would be awkward.
It would be awkward? Why would it be awkward?
Because it would be so weird that you couldn't believe your eyes on a talking lion, maybe.
You think they're friends?
Yeah.
Boy and the lion?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Anything else?
Nope. A boy is pretending that he's a superhero. And he has two paper airplanes. Three. I don't know. Three paper airplanes and he's pretending that he's flying in the sky and he's has a pilot outfit on and he has a fishbowl in his room and he has books in a dresser and two windows and lots of trash on his floor, lots of stuff on his floor and lots of pillows on his bed and there's a tree on this window. That's it for that one. And then where he is at is, he is in his bedroom. And I'm all done.
Is your room messy or clean?
Messy? I don't clean it for like a whole week.
Oh my god. How come it's messy? Is it messy with like clothes or toys?
Clothes and toys. And some stuff on my bed.
Okay, my room's usually messy too.
An octopus and a boy dressed up as a scientist. And he's holding a light bulb and there's lots of science stuff in his room and there's two rats and then the octopus is signing stuff and he has like a room, a science lab, and he's in a science lab.
What do you think they're experimenting?
Some like liquids.
Mm-hmm.
And a light bulb, maybe.
You think the octopus is helping the scientists?
Yeah. I guess because he's writing lots of stuff down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he has a lot of arms to do a lot of things at the same time.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. A girl holding a big veggie, and there's other, and then there's a snail and other veggies growing around her, and there's a shovel in the yard, and she's outside.
How do you think the veggie got so big?
She kept watering it and watering it and watering it until it was big.
Is that how it works? You just keep watering it until it gets really, really big?
Yeah.
How come these didn't get big? You don't think she didn't water them?
Maybe she only waters them once a week, and she waters those twice a week.
Makes sense. What do you think she is?
She's a farmer.
Mm. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, go ahead and hit another buzzer, and we can move on. Do you like reading?
Yes.
You do? Perfect.
But I can't read lots of words.
That's okay. We can do the last one here. These two are short.
And sometimes I usually need help.
I can help you, yeah. You can just try your best. This isn't a test or anything.
Rose loves to run. When he runs, he beats all the other boys at school. He runs and makes touchdowns in football. Marcos wants to play football at Ohio State when he grows up. When he grows up, if you want to go to Ohio State, his grandma said you need to get good grades in school. Marcos goes to school every day. He plays
attention
and listens to his teacher. He does all of his homework and asks his teacher for help. School is not always easy for Marcos, but he does his best. He dream is to play football for Ohio State. He will work hard for his dream.
You did great. Do you want to keep reading or do you want to move on?
Move on.
Okay. Do you want to go hit another buzzer for me? Thank you. All right. These are more pictures. Can you tell me what he's doing, what they're doing, and how you would do it?
He's brushing his teeth.
How do you do that?
I just put toothpaste on it like a regular person would do it. And then brush my teeth like a regular person would do it.
Okay.
I would wash my hands like a regular person.
So, can you explain to me how a regular person does it?
They just put soap on their hands and then turn the faucet on and then put their hands under the water. This is easy.
I know. Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yes.
How do you tie your shoes?
I just do this and then cross and then go under and then do that and then pull and then two knots and then put them together and then pull the other one on the bottom and then pull it and then sometimes do a double knot.
Wow, you do know how to tie your shoes.
Well, I put my cereal in and then the milk.
That's how you should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms are one of my favorites too. They're the ones with the marshmallows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are yummy.
I would put a sweatshirt on like a normal person would do it. I would just like put my head through and then put my arms through. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy. Well, I just make cupcakes and then I would put frosting on them like the normal way.
So how do you make cupcakes?
I don't make cupcakes all by myself. I normally just help with like put the stuff in and then do the icing, help make the icing.
What's your favorite flavor of cupcake?
Vanilla.
Do you like decorating cupcakes?
Yeah.
How do you decorate them?
I just do sprinkles and frosting.
That sounds yummy.
Well, I would paint like a normal person. Because I do painting and art, and it's very easy. I just squirt out the paint and then put water on my brush and then dip my brush in and then paint like a normal person.
What do you usually paint?
Well, it depends what the art teacher wants me to paint.
Mm-hmm. What do you like painting?
Suns.
Like she is.
Yeah.
Do you use, what colors do you use to paint the sun?
I just paint like black around and then do like little strokes, like little triangles for the parts that go out of the sun. And then do the middle orange. Mm. And then I do the outside yellow.
That looks cool.
I would just buckle my seatbelt just
Why
normally.
Why do we buckle our seatbelt?
For safety, and if we get in a car crash, we don't hit our head and die.
Yeah, that's right.
I would pretend that I was feeding my stuffies like a normal way. I would just pretend that I was putting food in it and then take one of my spoons and then pick it up and then put it in one of my stuffies' mouth.
Do you pretend to feed your stuffies?
Yeah.
What do you usually pretend to feed them?
Sometimes like my favorite meals. Sometimes I do my favorite meals.
Do you guys have like a tea party?
Well, we don't have like a tea party. It's just like normally I pretend that we're at home and then I make them dinner.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm sure they appreciate it.
I just dress up like a normal person, I guess.
How does a normal person dress up?
Just puts the stuff on.
Well, where do you think this person's going?
Going trick-or-treating.
Do you go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
What do you usually dress up as?
Well, last year when I trick-or-treated, I did Elsa. My Frozen 2 outside dress with her wig on.
Do you know what you're going to be this year?
No.
Any ideas what you want to be?
No.
Not yet?
Well, I would slide down the slide like a normal person would do it. Sometimes I would go down a slide at the water park at Disney on my stomach or on my back.
Wow.
It was pretty fun doing it that way. Me and my brother did it on our stomachs and backs. Well, I was the only one doing it on my back because I was trying to teach him how to do it on the back. And he's like, okay, I'll just do it on my stomach. I would kick a ball like a normal person, I guess.
What sport is this person playing?
Soccer.
Have you ever played soccer?
No.
Do you play any sports?
Well, I did play t-ball, and I'm going to play volleyball when I'm a teenager.
Wow, I played volleyball when I was a teenager. It's my favorite sport to play.
I would build blocks like a normal person, I guess.
And how is that?
Just like stack them on some other blocks.
Do you ever make anything with blocks?
Well, sometimes like with Legos, I pretend that I'm making a house. I make a house. I would swing on a swing like a normal person.
Do you get pushed or do you do it yourself?
Well, sometimes I do it myself, but I have only learned how to do it when I'm 6. Like, I don't know how to do it, because when I was like 5, I couldn't do, well, I was 6 when that happened, I couldn't do it, and then as I kept like pushing myself to do it, I would just like push myself with my feet.
Get better at it as you do it more.
I would eat sweets like a normal person. And
do you share your candy?
No, with my brother, no. Well, if it's a big pack and mom tells us to share it, I would share it.
But not otherwise.
Yeah. If she doesn't tell me that I don't have to share it, I'm not sharing it.
What's your favorite candy?
Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers, what flavor?
Cherry. I would stay in timeout like a normal person.
How does a normal person stay in timeout?
I would just sit down until the timer goes out.
Have you been in timeout before?
Yes. When I was 6.
When you were 6?
Yep.
All right. Do you want to go hit another buzzer? We're done with this one. On to the last one. Okay, I'm going to pick a few pictures, and then you can just talk about them. Let's do this one first.
She's in outer space, and she's seeing a spaceship. And then there's lots of planets around her. And there's a ladybug. And there's a meteor right there.
Would you ever go in space?
I don't think so. It would be scary, kind of, because I'm a little scared of heights. But when I've been on a Ferris wheel, I screamed, and then when it stopped on the very tippy top, Dad was like, "It's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, Ellie, it's fine." And I'm like, "Are you sure?"
It is scary when they're on the tippy top, mostly when it's like, you know, wobbly.
Yeah, because it went backwards and you could not tell where you were going because it was going backwards. And I was so scared because it was going backwards and it was on the very top.
Well, you made it through.
I wish I made it through. She's playing a violin and the little boy's playing a drum. And there's music notes all over.
Have you ever played the drums?
Yeah, we have a little drum, and Dad has a big drum set downstairs that he does, and he needs the two in it, and every time we go downstairs, he's like, "Ellie, don't play with that because I need to tune my drums," and it's very funny, kind of.
What instrument would you want to play if you could play any of them?
A violin.
A violin.
That's what I play.
All right, let's do one more. Let's see.
It's a goat in a party hat, and it has candy all over. And it's sitting on a chair, and it has a princess crown.
Do you think the goat's a princess, maybe?
Maybe.
Or do you think the goat took over?
Maybe the goat took over.
Anything else?
Nope.
All right, then we're all done. Do you want to hit another buzzer for me? Thank you. You did amazing. You were so good.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. You did science with us today. And you're going to help Social Robots.